It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Quick conversations to end the week, about a half dozen items we have for this hour. First of all, diabetes. It affects some 30 million Americans, and tens of millions more are thought to have pre-diabetes. This week, University of Iowa researchers announced they've retrained human skin cells to produce insulin in mice. It's a discovery that they hope could someday help reverse the effects of diabetes in people. Joining me now, the leader of the study, Dr. Nick Zavazava, professor of internal medicine at the University of Iowa and at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Iowa City. Dr. Zavazava, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Before you get to what's new here, what you've discovered, make sure we understand here that diabetes describes a group of metabolic diseases in which a person has high blood glucose, high blood sugar. So what is the role of insulin here? Why do people suffering from diabetes need insulin?
So insulin really controls the metabolism of glucose. It breaks it down. It ensures that the amount of glucose which is circulating within the blood is at a normal physiological level, because high levels can cause all sorts of problems, including dysmetabolism. So we want to make sure that, you know, the level of sugar in our blood system is at a normal level.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the reality for people with diabetes right now is that they need to perhaps inject insulin or also regulate it through diet, right?
Right, absolutely correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The American Diabetes Association's top national expert called your research here at the University of Iowa a cutting-edge approach. So talk about what you announced this week, the significance of this advance, retraining human skin cells to reproduce insulin in mice.
Yeah, so actually they were human cells. So we only used the mouse as a surrogate, as it were, to find out whether our cells were doing the right thing. But we were actually working with human cells.
Mm-hmm.
So the advantage of doing that is if you make an early diagnosis on a patient that they've got diabetes, you don't have to wait for an organ donor to be available and then, you know, transplant them with pancreatic islets or with the whole organ pancreas. You can just take a small piece of their skin. Really, it's more than just a small tweak. You pull out a little piece of the skin, and you grow out the fibroblasts. These are cells that are found within the skin. And then after about a week or two, you reprogram these cells to become embryonic-like. So the advantage of doing that is you are not using embryos. There are no ethical issues. You are not taking cells from somebody else. You are taking cells from the patient themselves. And then you teach these cells to become pancreatic cells.
How do you do that? So I come in, I'm diagnosed with diabetes. You take this little bit of cells from me and you put it in a mouse and retrain it?
No. We put them in a Petri dish, and there's a cell type called fibroblast that will just grow out of that piece of skin. And then, you know, within really virtually 7 to 10 days, the Petri dish is totally filled with these cells. They grow very quickly. And then you reprogram these cells to become like embryonic stem cells. And that takes maybe like another 3 weeks. And then you can teach those cells now to differentiate and become insulin-producing cells.
What have been the challenges in retraining these cells?
You've been working on it
for many years, right?
Yeah, it took us so many years to learn the different steps. But we are at that point now. Actually, you know, the data that is not even in the paper that we have show that we are at a much better place now than we were when we were writing that the paper that has just been published. The cells are so good that if I showed you cadaveric or human insulin-producing cells or beta cells and compared them to our cells, you would not be able to tell the difference.
Mm. So can we call this a cure for diabetes eventually?
Eventually, yes. What we need to do, obviously, is a mouse is still a mouse. It's not a human. And although we observed these mice for more than 150 days, we need to put them in a grown-up human being and see whether they do the same thing and how long they continue to produce insulin.
Mm-hmm. A possible cure for diabetes that affects tens of millions around the world, many more. There must be a significant reaction from the scientific community.
Oh, I can tell you that I received emails from the BBC, University of Cambridge, from Spain, from within the United States, from patients who are hoping that we are, this could be a cure someday. And we are very grateful for that. It's very encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so take us through the next steps. You've made this step, and the hope is that this would be a cure, that someone with diabetes could come in and be treated as you described a few minutes ago. What has to happen between now and that point to make that a reality, a cure for diabetes?
Okay, so what we really need to do is to scale the production of these cells up so that, we are in a position to produce billions of cells because a human is much bigger than a mouse. We can't put a few million cells in a human being. That won't be enough. So we need to be able to do that. And then, my ideal model would be to then transplant these cells into a pig. And there's a very good pig model that was developed in Ames that we might be able to use for that. And, because the human physiology is very similar to that of a pig, and I usually tell people, if somebody says, "You pig," you say, "Yes, I am," because we are very similar to pigs. And that would be a fantastic large animal model before we go over to humans.
Okay. Well, when do you predict or would you expect there to be human trials, the first ones?
Actually, there is a company in Southern California which is working on embryonic stem cells. They're not doing what we're doing with skin cells. And they've received an FDA approval to start doing human trials.
Oh, wow. So it's already begun.
So it has already begun, exactly.
So, Dr. Zavazava, how is your study, what you're doing at the University of Iowa, different than what's happening in California?
So the big difference is we are actually taking the patient's own skin cells and differentiating them into insulin-producing cells, and we'll give them back to that patient. So we don't need to worry about organ rejection or immunosuppression. We are absolutely, or any other, ethical issues. We don't have those. So that's a big difference, in my opinion. And also, we don't have to wait for the availability of cells because the patient is there.
Very exciting. We'll follow this and hope for the best here for the millions of people around the world who suffer from diabetes. Dr. Nick Zavazava, professor of internal medicine at the University of Iowa, the leader of a study which is described in a paper published this week by the Public Library of Science, that there is a way to create human insulin-producing cells that correct blood sugar levels in diabetic mice, holding possibly the key to curing type 1 diabetes. Dr. Nick Zavazava, very exciting. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Ben.